My friends, in the synagogue in Capernaum that day, we hear the reaction to Jesus by the people. And we hear that reaction, as was just proclaimed in the gospel, was astonishment, was amazement. Because Jesus taught them as one having authority. So, brothers and sisters, what about us? Would we have welcomed the authority of Jesus' teaching and his authority over anything that might have a hold on us? You know, these days we might not often hear about anyone having an unclean spirit, but we do talk about struggling with our own demons, not demonic possession, but those habits or those inclinations that take hold of our better selves, that shape our behavior and choices in unhealthy ways, and trap us in patterns of living we'd love to be free from. I'm speaking specifically here of those habits and inclinations that keep us from being the person God calls us to be. Those unclean spirits or demons that I'm referring to go by many names: fear, jealousy, anxiety, pride, greed, alcohol, selfishness, work, lust, power, infidelity, food, prestige, laziness. But the most subtle demon of all is the one who tempts us to think that we have no demons. Often I think we're afraid to let go of our demons because we've become dependent upon them. And those demons frustrate the relationship we're meant to have with God. And that frustration leads to anxiety. And this is just what St. Paul is getting at in his first letter to the Corinthians today, when he writes that he wants us to be free from our anxieties, precisely because they distract us from and interfere with our intimacy with God and with others. So then, a few questions for us to ponder and reflect. What authority do we give Jesus over our lives, over our decisions, over our choices? What authority do we give Jesus over the demons or spirits that take hold of us, our weaknesses, our desires, habits, our temptations, jealousies, anger, resentments, grudges, and old hurts? What authority do we give to Jesus' teachings over how we shape our politics and form our opinions? What authority do spouses and parents here give to Jesus over how they live their marriages and raise their families? What authority do we give Jesus over our possessions? How we share what we've been blessed with? But then comes a deeper question. Do we know Jesus well enough to give him that authority over our lives? Many times I think we're reticent to let the authority of Jesus rule our lives precisely because we don't know Jesus well enough to trust him or love him enough to follow him. My friends, today in a powerful way, Jesus wants us to free us from our anxieties and fears and wants to free us from anything that keeps us from him and from our true selves. The unclean spirit that Jesus casts out of the poor man in today's gospel serves as a symbol of the voice of evil that sometimes speaks within us the voice of revenge, self-centeredness, self-righteousness, greed, anger. Brothers and sisters, we can be possessed by demons who discourage us and plague us with fear when we consider the unpopular position that we know is right and just, or the demon of rationalization that falsely justifies our actions or inactions that we know in our heart of hearts is contrary to the spirit of the gospel. The compassionate Jesus of the gospel today speaks to those unclean spirits as well, offering us the grace and courage to cast them out of our minds and hearts forever. In our first reading today, the people of Israel asked God to give them a prophet to speak the Lord's word to them. And we've just such a prophet in Jesus who enters our temple, our worship center today, as surely as he entered the synagogue in Capernaum. And just as Jesus met the man with an unclean spirit there, so he meets us here with our demons, our unclean spirits, from whom the Lord wants to set us free. And as surely as Jesus stood up in the synagogue at Capernaum, he stands among us and speaks to us in the scriptures today. And Jesus joins us at the Eucharistic table, where we acknowledge him, as did the people in Capernaum, that Jesus is the Holy One of God. My friends, today Jesus reaches out his hand to each of us, inviting us to be one with him and to be free of anything that keeps us from tasting and drinking in the love of God for us. You know, I'm so grateful that these readings come just a couple of weeks before Ash Wednesday and the beginning of Lent, because that means there's a whole season ahead of us for getting to know Jesus better, or for coming to love him more deeply, and for beginning to follow him more faithfully. So my prayer for all of us today is that the Holy One of God, whom we receive in communion, will fill our minds and our hearts and our spirits with his grace and help us more and more to surrender to his authority, to the power of his truth and healing in our lives, so that we can come to know and to trust and to love and follow the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.